I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and we're happy again today to greet you with the gospel of Christ wherever you're listening to the program. We're certainly delighted to know you're listening, and we appreciate your kind comments concerning the work on the program. I'm sure that there must be some who do not appreciate the work that we do. Well, we believe that those who are seeking the truth and desiring to know what's right and are following in their Bibles will indeed find our work to be well received and that which they desire. You know, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, Proverbs 14:12 says, but the ends of that way are the ways of death. And we do not desire that any man shall live upon this earth and come to the close of life and all of a sudden find out and realize that he's not studied to show himself approved, and therefore he must suffer an eternity in destruction because he did not follow the Word of God. We want you to spend some moments with the Bible each and every day. I find it interesting, our query says this week, that churches of Christ do not claim to be denominations. Would you please explain? Well, we've been talking about the church that Jesus built, Matthew 16:13. And it's called the Churches of Christ in all of those different areas where the church was found, Romans 16:16. Division was condemned by the Lord in John 17:20-21 in his prayer, and also by Paul in 1 Corinthians 1:12-13. We've learned that those who are Churches of Christ have one desire, and that is to follow the Word of Truth, that body of truth that is found in the New Testament. We believe that people can simply be Christians without being the part of any denominational body, but simply the body of Christ. Nothing more, nothing less than just a plain Christian. What does it mean to be just a Christian? Well, being just a Christian means more than being just a good moral person. It means more than just going to church on Sunday. And it means more than having one's name on a church roll or in a directory somewhere. You see, my friends, being just a Christian means to put your faith in Jesus Christ and show that by obedience to His every word, just as Paul and Philip and all Christians of the first century did. It means going back beyond the Catholic, the Protestant doctrines of today to find the Lord and His church as are revealed on the pages of New Testament Christianity and truth. Now, when Christianity had its beginning, there were no different denominations as we have seen in our days of study thus far. And the early disciples were one body. Ephesians 4:4 says there is one body. Colossians 1:18 says that Christ is the head of the body, the church. Now they were called simply Christians. And Acts 11:26, the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. They did not follow different creeds, but they were guided by the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, as we noted in Jude 3 on yesterday. Now, the New Testament, first the spoken word and later the written word by holy men of God, 2 Peter 1:20, being guided by the Holy Spirit, John 16:13, was their only rule of faith and practice. The Lord said, "You teach them to observe all things that I have taught you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world," Matthew 28:20. Now, we have the same New Testament today, and what made those people just Christians makes us just Christians today. We can be just Christians. We can be members of the Churches of Christ, that body of people which only follows the teachings of our Lord. We're so happy that you studied with us today, and we do appreciate the one who has sent the question to us. We're hopeful that this answer is being sufficiently given.